else the tones of Weird Al Yankovic, Lower Grade Sports. We do that, of course, with our producer, Marco, who's with me in the studio. G'day, mate. How are you going?
G'day, Nelson. I'm not too bad. And yourself?
I am doing well, although on the subject of Lower Grade Sports, you know, of course, I'm a long-suffering North Sydney Bears fan, and we had a pretty rough loss to Manly over the weekend.
Yeah, they're your rivals, aren't they? Remember?
Oh, I remember. Marco, I never forget, and I never will forget the Northern Eagles failed venture and everything that ensued. And that was the first time we'd played Manly at North Sydney Oval in many years, because Manly have had all these different incarnations recently, like the Blacktown Workers, Seagulls and the Reserve Grade, and all these different affiliations they have going on. But it looks as though the Bears' finals chances are over. But that's all right, because we're going to Western Australia in 2027 and everything will be fine.
Yep. Well, you heard what happened in the Hunter, don't you?
In the rugby league?
Yeah, remember we spoke about it off-air before we going to produce. And if people don't know, Adam O'Brien is going to get the axe.
Yes, the first grade coach is gone. Adam O'Brien, mildly successful tenure. Like, they've made the top eight most years recently, but they haven't really looked like winning, don't you think?
No, but I wish we will be successful next year with Blake Green, which is the rumour. Who knows who's going to get the coach? It's going to be a big task, like the Gold Coast Titans, like Des Hasler as well.
Where does he come from, Blake Green?
Blake Green comes from New South Wales, and he was the assistant coach to O'Brien
after
his tenure. So he's going to seek out the last two games, like Hasler as well. But Josh Hannay got the Gold Coast job, so we couldn't get Josh Hannay. So who knows who could take over? I would love to have Joey Johns to coach Newcastle.
Not going to happen. Let's kick off this morning, though, with the NPL, the football. What was the game that interested you over the weekend?
Well, the most game that was interested to me, and it's W Spirit again, wins again, on top, as usual.
So NWS Spirit, they're leading the comp?
Yep, 4 points. 3-1, did a good job against Central Coast, and they won 3-1.
Yes, Central Coast aren't doing that well, though.
Nah, they're pretty crap at the moment, 14th place.
Yeah, so pretty a non-surprising win, I guess, for NWS in that one.
Yeah, that's pretty much it, really.
Interesting. So, NWS, what does their journey look like now to winning the competition?
I reckon they might go the whole way. You never know. And it looks like Mount Drew is going to go back to NPL 2, doesn't it, down the bottom of the ladder, if you look at it?
Yeah, you got Mount Drew down there, the Wanderers, the Mariners, Sutherland Sharks. So the bottom two teams get relegated in this
competition? No, one.
So just the bottom team?
Yeah, whoever finishes last in the next couple of weeks will determine it.
Yes, and it's looking like it will be Mount Druitt. That's a shame. New South Wales Cup Rugby League. What game interested you over the weekend?
My Newcastle Knights with a big comeback against my other team, the Sydney Roosters.
Ooh, what was the score?
28-24 to Newcastle. With 15 minutes to go, Newcastle won the game with good steel and pride.
Wow. Okay. The Roosters are doing pretty well, so that's a good result. I think they're sitting third.
Yep, you are correct.
Yep, but Knights aren't doing great.
No, unfortunately not, but we won't make finals because that's the way it is.
Yep. Okay, very interesting. Yeah. And I guess the other lower grade action that's on over the weekend will be the grand final of the Shoot Shield in the Rugby Union. It's going to be a big one. Eastern Suburbs playing Warringah. A very interesting competition, the Shoot Shield, because it's got that sort of suburban tribal rivalry that you don't really get much in Super Rugby or those higher grade Rugby Union competitions. Do you watch much Shoot Shield?
Never watched it, but I don't mind watching it. And it will be entertaining to see if Shoot Shield is really good compared to in New South Wales Cup. Have you watched it?
Yeah, I've watched it quite a few times. I used to go to North Sydney Oval and watch the Norse Rugby Union team play there. So the final's going to be on Saturday at 3 p.m. at Leichhardt Oval. So that'll be a great atmosphere.
Oh, that will be great. I've been to Leichhardt Oval before, so I might even get tickets there to go watch it.
Yeah, should be a good one. A lot of future Wallabies and that sort of thing playing that competition. So
yeah, that'll be interesting. Is Newcastle in the Shoot Shield or not really? Is that a Newcastle team?
I can't tell you for certain off the top of my head. I don't think so. I don't think so.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, my friend, thank you so much for coming in this morning, as always. We'll do it again next week.
Likewise, Nelson. Thank you very much.
That's Marco with Lower Grade Sports here on 2SCR.